As the fires continue to rage out in western Nebraska, work is already underway to help out. Hi, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Craig Uden is a cattle producer from Dawson County and also president of the Nebraska Cattlemen.
Well, I think everything is settling down. It's been a long 72 hours or 96, however you want to put it. It's one of those things that just you wish never happens, but it's been becoming more prevalent in the last few years. These dry years and the extreme winds and low humidity really driven some pretty nasty fires not that far from us. So, but your heart goes out to the people that have lost some of their feed and their part of their livelihood. You know, not hearing a lot on livestock in our immediate area, hearing some potential livestock losses in other areas, but this fire, the Dawson-Lincoln fire, is seems to be well contained as of Monday morning. The other one I've heard that still continues on, so we're not done by a long ways.
Yeah, and to have two different fires burning and in really close proximity for our ranchers, it's like you said, it's very disheartening. And now that Moro fire is number 5 for the largest fire in the nation. That is not bragging rights Nebraska wants at this point.
No, it's not. You'd think we could get around it, but that is really big country. And with these huge winds we've had, you know, first from the northwest and then we had them from the southeast and then came back from the north. And it just moves around where it wants to. And there is enough rough terrain, but you know, one was a lot of trees naturally down here in the Lincoln Dawson fire. The one out there wouldn't be as many trees, but just a lot of open rangeland. So, we're trying to work on some stuff and keep pushing, things to do with the Nebraska cattlemen. We're opening a fund out there today, and that's, getting kicked off either right as we speak or early this afternoon. So we've had a lot of people want to donate monetary. There's two parts here that I've been working this morning doing some coordinating with people that may have hay or feed that they want to get out there, because that's really the immediate need right now. A lot of feed was burned up, so some people need feed right now. So we're going to coordinate and have a list of people that may have feed that people can tap into and get the immediate needs and then come back with monetary, because there'll be a lot of fence rebuilding. There could be structure rebuilding, livestock, all kinds of things. And we're going to also continue to keep pushing out that people need to keep really good documentation, whether it be through the FSA or just requesting assistance down the way through our program or through FSA.
Well, Craig, the Nebraska Cattlemen has always done an amazing job of stepping in. And I sit here thinking, wow, 7 years ago at this time, we were cattle knee deep in water and flooding. And now we've got pastures that are being burned up and trying to move cattle. And if there's anything that shows just the value of a cattleman, and that's the unity that they have amongst helping each other, making sure that livestock are getting moved as quickly as possible. And I've seen so many posts on Facebook saying, I have room for 100 cows, or I've got, you know, room for 50 cows. Let me take care of them so you guys can focus on the rebuild side of it. So it's very heartening to see so much stepping in.
It is. You know, we were working last night. Looked like there was going to have to be 100 pairs moved somewhere, and I found some spots for them if they needed it. Consequently, they got the fire under control. It didn't move. They did not need it, but we took in some horses back to the yard. I've had some of my folks over there fighting this as it started, and they'll come back whenever it's safe over there to leave, I guess. And it's just kind of the Nebraska way too, you know. Since the governor came out and declared it a disaster, and then helped pull other sources like Lincoln and Omaha out here, that just kind of shows you that what kind of values we have in the state of Nebraska. This is a mighty big fire, and it's going to be devastating to lots of individuals out there. We were hoping all for a little snow yesterday, but it sure didn't want to come in this region. Just got more wind.
Yeah, unfortunately, that wind was no help over the weekend. I wanted to circle back to the Nebraska Cattlemen Disaster Relief Fund because it is a 501c3 for folks that are wondering, and it is very easy for folks to go to your website and be able to step in and help out cattlemen in Nebraska, literally with a quick click of your mouse.
It is, you know. You just have to go to NebraskaCattlemen.org. We're also going to be putting out on social media and probably through radio networks different names of people that also have feed, like I said, for the immediate again. And then the monetary, there's lots of people that have already been calling our office. Some of them called me. The other night I was at a meeting and it was just getting going. And the guy handed me a check. So we kicked that thing off really quick this week. And it is 7 years ago. This thing started basically the same time the bomb cyclone did 7 years ago. So it's March is not becoming one of our favorite months anymore. It used to be because that was the sign of spring, but right now it's been a challenge the last few years.
Absolutely. And as you sit in the role as Cattlemen's president, tell me about the collaboration that you're seeing between agencies. Laura kind of alluded to it a little bit today when we talked, but it just, again, there's no lines of organizations. It's just everybody coming together to help.
Everybody is coming together. There'll be people that will be volunteering for drop spots. There'll be people that want to know who to put in contact with when they bring hay in from other states. And there's been a lot of hay hauled out of this state to the state of Kansas and Oklahoma for their recent fires. And ironically, we're going to turn the trucks around and bring some of that right back into the state of Nebraska. But that's just kind of the cattleman's mentality of helping one another. You know, not always do we always agree on the same issues out there, but we sure want to see people successful, and we always want to be that volunteer in time of need. And it's just been amazing the amount of people that have even sent pickup loads of water and kid stuff, you know, maybe diapers or what have you, out here to the front line for folks that really can't take a break until this thing gets resolved. But that's kind of the Nebraska way.
NebraskaCattlemen.org is where they'll be able to go to find that disaster relief.
Just keep good documentation, whether it comes in on the federal side or the state side or even our fund. We just want some documentation, maybe some pictures. I think it's always good to be proactive now that the initial fire is over. As people go and review and look at the damage, just record everything, keep everything up to date the best you can. And I think that's always important in today's world. That's, you know, we fight for a lot of these policies that help bring a lot of this relief. And this is when we need it. We don't ask for much. We just, I would normally ask to be left alone and let us produce. But this natural disasters that we've had the last several years, when people need to be, you know, we don't need to lose any more people in the production side of agriculture. So our thoughts and prayers are out there with everybody that's had this challenge, and we continue to, we'll help try to coordinate and help get some relief efforts out there again.
And I guess one final thought is they're not doing this alone, and their mental health is just as important as what's going forward.
It is. And, you know, please reach out, whether it be a professional or even the neighbor, try to find that help, because this is very stressful, because this is our livelihood and this is our life, is taking care of these animals. That's why we were put on this earth. So again, stay strong, stay safe, and hopefully we get this big one under control and we can move on and get back to normal.
That is Craig Uden, president of the Nebraska Cattlemen. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.